You're listening to SBS News.
Amnesty International has described the offshore detention of asylum seekers in Australia as a humanitarian emergency that requires urgent intervention. The organisation says it has grave concerns for their mental health and physical well-being. In the past decade, psychologist and traumatologist Paul Stevenson has made 14 trips to Manus and Nauru Island, where more than 4,000 people have been detained by the Australian government since 2012. He said what he witnessed was some of the worst trauma he has ever seen.
There were multiple occasions each day where there were suicide attempts. It was absolutely rife in these camps. People had this sense of demoralisation. They couldn't ever escape where they were. They didn't know how long they were going to be there. This really was, I think, the greatest stain on Australian democracy that I've ever witnessed in my time, in my life, really, that we can take people who have not committed a crime and detain them indefinitely under very, very harsh conditions without any warrant to do so. I still find it absolutely unfathomable that we could be doing it.
This year, the Albanese government extended offshore detention for another decade, meaning the centre in Nauru could stay open until 2033. According to the Refugee Council of Australia, there were 61 people detained on Nauru as of February this year, while the Manus Island Processing Centre officially closed in October 2017. Amnesty International also found that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people continued to be overrepresented in the prison system. First Nations children, who represented 6% of the population aged 10 to 17, constituted 50% of those in youth detention. CEO of Amnesty International Australia, Samantha Clintworth, has outlined the experiences of young people in youth detention, saying more needs to be done.
We need only to look at the horrific experiences of young people in youth detention. Allegations of systemic abuse, the continued use of tools of torture like spit hoods, and the hundreds of First Nations people who have died in custody, to see that there are serious problems that require independent scrutiny. And also disappointingly, this past year, we've seen the United Nations Special Committee on the Prevention of Torture blocked from visiting our places of detention. This is absolutely an international embarrassment, and shows how paper-thin the commitment is to the optional protocol to the Convention Against Torture. Even though this important international treaty was ratified in 2017, it has never been passed into domestic law.
In a statement to SBS, Federal Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney said, turning the tide on the unacceptably high incarceration rates of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people is a priority. The Australian government is working with states and territories to reduce the number of young people entering youth detention. This includes reviewing the age of criminal responsibility, which is a priority of the Standing Council of Attorneys General. More broadly, the Amnesty report looked at 156 countries and came to the conclusion that the world's human rights deteriorated in the past 12 months. The Secretary-General of Amnesty International, Agnes Callamard, says 2022 will be remembered for war crimes and conflict.
For Palestinians in the West Bank, 2022 will prove to be the deadliest year in a decade, with at least 153 civilians killed, including children and a journalist. The deadliest conflict in 2022 was waged in Ethiopia. In fact, it may well prove to be the deadliest conflict in the 21st century. But this is a war raging very far away from world's attention. Russia's aggression against Ukraine and the international armed conflict that it triggered, with catastrophic consequences for the people of Ukraine. Relentless and discriminate and deliberate attack.
Amnesty says Russia's invasion of Ukraine, plus the after effects of COVID-19 and climate change, have caused instability worldwide, fueling the rising cost of living and food insecurity. Danielle Robertson, SBS News.